from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That's what they're thinking they're going to do with Pearsall with one of these two receiver spots.
And you know, this was interesting, and I think we slept on this. This was on the Rich Eisen show. Rich Eisen show, April 26th, New York, Kenny. Ian Rappaport. This is not lost on me, because everybody keeps saying, well, we got our replacement, Brett Aaron. You did draft the Ricky Pearsall. I think they were willing to trade either Ayuk or Deebo Samuel. Go ahead, pull it. It is, what number is it? CY49, New York, Kenny, and Rappaport on a Rich Eisen show on the Niners trying to push to keep Ayuk and perhaps trade Deebo. Don't forget about this. Go ahead, play it, Kenny. Nope, we don't have it yet.
I don't get the sense that they were close to trading Ayuk last night. I think they would have done it maybe for a one. I wouldn't say this is like reporting. This is more just my general feel of the situation.
Sure.
It feels more like there's a little bit of a push to keep Ayuk now. And could Deebo be had? Like, maybe. Brandon Ayuk is a very good player. I think they have made offers out to him to pay him like a very well-compensated receiver. It's not there yet, and the market has gone up, as we learned last night right before the draft and several other times this week.
With A.J. Brown.
Yeah. And then the Amon-Ra deal, I think, helped Ayuk's market. Mm-hmm. But keep your young, good players. And if you know, Deebo's got 2 years left. He's already been paid once. Teams might be interested. Like, I could see it.
So that was back on April 26th with Deebo Samuel. You know, it's funny that Deebo's having a hell of a camp from what I hear. Good for him. He's come to OTAs. He's come to mini camp. He's come to training camp. He's practiced. Looks like he's in phenomenal shape. But it's basically a contract year for Deebo Samuel, too.
Well, and Kyle has said this out loud. Him and Deebo are very close.
Very close.
Like, and some would say, like, hey, you shouldn't get that close to your players. I understand that. Like, I do. I really do understand.
Think about who he's close
in
with.
The job that he's in. Like, it's.
Think about who he's hung out with Cabo with.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Deebo's one of his closest friends on
Deebo,
the team.
Deebo, yeah. No
Every
doubt.
Day at practice from the beat reporters out there, he spends 5 minutes or so gossiping it up with Deebo Samuel. Now, I don't know if other players around the league do that with their head coach, but clearly Deebo and Kyle are very, very close. That doesn't mean that he wants to keep them forever. I'm just saying, like, there's a relationship there, and I don't know. I mean, things change. And I also think that when we talk about this timeline, I think both parties wanted to get a deal done. And I think as different developments, the market changed, as opinions changed, as other players decided that they wanted more money because other markets at other positions have changed, I think this thing has been a moving target all offseason. And I think they were really close multiple times. And I still think they're close. I am not ready to say trade the guy.
No, I don't want to trade this guy either. I don't want to trade this guy. Now let's go back to John Lynch. Draft Combine, or actually this is February 13th, a couple days after the Super Bowl. And we remember Ayuk was very despondent in the locker room, very sad. Here's John Lynch. Back then, in February 13th, whether or not Ayuk was a priority to re-sign a new deal.
Yeah, you have to prioritize all these things. You know, Brandon's entering his fifth-year option. Brandon's been a fantastic player for us. Kyle calls him a warrior all the time because of the way he goes out and competes, and that shines through anybody who, whether you're a trained eye or whether you're a fan, you can see the passion he plays with. You can see the production that he's had. We're extremely prideful in what he's become, and he should be as well. And so your team is comprised of guys, you know, veterans who've been paid very well, of guys who want to play, be played very well. We got one guy on our team who pretty prominent who can't be played very, you know, real well right now because the CBA doesn't allow. So it's all one big puzzle. We've developed a good cadence over the years, Kyle and I, where he focuses on the season. We do all the planning, and then we present things to him, and we work through it. And that's what we'll continue to do. But of course, you want a guy like Brandon Ayuk to be a part of you going forward.
So Ian Rappaport later on, and back to Rappaport, January, February, March 4th.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ian Rappaport said the Niners were going to get something done after free agency.
Frenzy also means trade frenzy, also means contract extension frenzy, which is not quite as catchy, but still something important to the guys who are likely going to get deals, including Brandon Ayuk, the star receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. He kind of raised some eyebrows, I would say, a little bit at the end of the season, leaving his future open with the team. My understanding is, obviously, there are teams who would like to trade for the very, very talented young receiver. The 49ers firmly believe he is in their plans. I would expect them to get to work on a new deal for him, probably after free agency.
So this timeline of what has happened to get to this point, there was already a lot of smoke and mirrors before the NFL draft, and nothing has basically changed. Despite Ayuk going to the facility, despite Lynch and Ayuk meeting, despite the bro hugs, despite him coming to practice and being a hold in, nothing has changed since February, March, April. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I come to the conclusion that, boy, this sucks. Ayuk may have misplayed his hand, but the 49ers are not, they're not innocent in this situation.
They're both culpable.
Exactly. Exactly. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. We'll get to the calls in just a second.
And you know, like, I want to make this very clear. I think he's a really, really good player. I think the Niners think he's a really, really, really good player. But when you're asking for, assuming he's asking for top dollar, I do think there's an interesting argument to be made, and I will listen to it. I'm not saying it's 100%, you know, foolproof, but like, hey, we kind of saw what the offense looked without Debo, without Trent Williams, who are extremely important. Purdy struggled, and Ayuk, these are the numbers. 4 for 76 against Cleveland, and he had a really nice play at the end of that game to get him 25 yards down in position. For 57 against Minnesota.
Not bad.
5 for 109 against Cincinnati. All three were losses. And then in the Green Bay game in the playoffs, he went 3 for 32.
Okay.
So
no, hold on. Let's context everything.
Which is what I said on the front end.
Let's context everything. Now, I remember the Minnesota game. All five of those catches were in the first half, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And remember we had Baldy on the next day? And we asked, why did they stop going to him? And Baldy goes, I don't know why they stopped throwing the ball to him. Didn't make sense to me. Should have walked out that game with 13 targets. Remember that? So context to that game. And by the way, Brock Purdy throwing two interceptions in the fourth quarter in that football game. Now we could say, hey, IU didn't produce at a high level, but Brock Purdy had his worst games of the season. And then let's move on to Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Or excuse me, the Green Bay game, the playoff game. Cincinnati, they got rolled. They got rolled in Cincinnati. Yeah. But Purdy didn't play well either. The Green Bay game, we all watched it. We were just talking about it a couple months ago. Yeah. I'll send you guys a clip with the announcers where Brock Purdy probably got away with throwing three interceptions. And Greg Olsen saying, boy, you missed Brandon Ayuk right there. You missed Brandon Ayuk right there. A receiver can only do so much. That we saw at the beginning of the receiver doc when Randy Moss narrated and said, look, man, we run the routes. We get hit. We can't control whether the ball is coming to us or not.
But that's kind of where I'm going with this, is that you're on a team where the most targets he got this year, 10 against the Cleveland Browns when Debo was out, and then the other two, 9 and 9 in, you know, the game against Seattle and the other game against Seattle. So, like, you're looking at a guy that on an offense, he's not going to get 10 targets.
But sometimes you don't need the targets to create gravity for others, right?
But I guess where I'm going is I don't think it's smart money for this team, okay, the way they play football, to invest $65 million in two receivers when you're not going to give both those guys 10-plus targets a game. The Miami offense, I'll grant them this, even though I don't think it's great money spent, they're going to throw those guys the ball 25 times.
They will.
And I just don't think that you're built that way. So, I mean, like, when I'm looking at team building, is it the smartest way to spend $65 million to spend it on two receivers?
But like, no, probably not. But and I understand what you're saying. I'm not disputing what you're saying. However, when it comes to the passing game and it comes to making plays on third down, you need some guys to go down there and go make things happen.
Of course.
Do you have enough, if you move off of Brandon Ayuk, to make that happen
in a passing game? On the roster now, I don't think they do. That I agree. And that's where it's difficult. Like,
so if we can nitpick game logs, but we know what happened in those games. The Minnesota game, again, I specifically remember, you can pull this up, look for it, Lubman. After the Minnesota game, when Baldy came on, he was like, you gave Brandon Ayuk all the targets and the yards in the first half. He stopped going to him.
But that's the ethos of the team. They're going to be a run-first team. When I listen to Dan Campbell and the receiver doc talk about Amon-Ra St. Brown, and I know that that's the money that's kind of changed the equation here, Amon-Ra St. Brown is the heartbeat of that team. Everything, Dan Campbell's like, everything runs through him. He was so enamored with Amon-Ra St. Brown, he showcased three plays in a blowout loss the end where he's run-blocking to finish. And they are going to target that guy 12 to 15 times a game. He is their offense. And so for them, it makes sense.
You still got Sam LaPorta. You got J-Mo Williams. You got some ballers.
I mean, the coach is telling you he's their most important player.
So
I'm just telling you, I've listened to Kyle Shanahan hard enough. Kyle Shanahan's like, when we run the ball 25 times, we win. That's the way he thinks that football's
played.
That's
fine, but who's important in a run game?
Trent, CMC, Kittle.
Is Brandon Ayuk not important in a run game?
But I don't pay a guy $30 million to run block.
You're paying Kittle basically to do that.
But Kittle does two things for 15.
But he got his guaranteed money, though. He got his money. But, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
let's go to Robin Sanbruno.
It's about allocating funds.
Robin Sanbruno, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? Man, like I said, the downfall is near, and it's very clear. Look, man, if you're trying to win a Super Bowl, we're trying to win a Super Bowl at all costs. We got the Super Bowl coming here next year in Santa Clara. Why are you giving up on players? Pay them for 2 or 3 years and get rid of them, but you got to bite the bullet. You got to bite it. You can't be out here bullcrapping because you weren't trying to save a little money, and you saved up money to pay Purdy, but we got to know if Purdy's really that dude yet. You know what I'm saying? You can't invest in the guy that you don't really know.
Rob, let me ask you this. Who, when you look at the situation, did Ayuk misplay his hand? Did the Niners misplay their hand? I mean, how do you see this? How do you see this? How do you see this whole situation here? Or should they have just traded him on draft day and avoided this entire situation in training camp?
This is what I said last. Same thing about Trey last year. You knew from the get-go you wasn't going to start playing this guy. You was getting quarterbacks just to make sure he didn't play. So why you wait till the third, last week of preseason to trade him? Same thing here. They knew damn well they wasn't going to pay IU. They just didn't come with this in their head. They knew they wasn't going to be able to afford him. Hence why they drafted the rookie. Because if they, think about it, the Niners don't go 3-4 wide. So why would you draft another guy if you're going to keep running IU? Hey, they all can't get on the field if you're going to run the ball. So when they drafted Ricky Pearsall, I seen it coming. Oh, they finna insert him. There's no way they can keep all 40 receivers in play and then run the ball as well, then give it to Kittle. So my thing is, if you're trying to win, you got to pay whatever you got to pay. I'm not in account pockets. I don't really care about their pockets. They got it. They didn't get rich off football. They didn't have money. So I don't really care about the salary cap. You pay who you want to pay. The rest of the guys on the team, Lenore, he good, but he's a replaceable player. I like Banks. The rest of them dudes is replaceable. There ain't nobody on this team that's irreplaceable except for a couple of guys. So at the end of the day, if the Niners really want to win and win a Super Bowl, in which we're close, and like I said, got the Super Bowl next year in Santa Clara, why you give up a player that you need? You need IU. You don't have a player like IU on the roster. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, good call, Rob. Good call. We got to run here. Vince of Columbus, we'll get you on the other side. 888-957-9570. I guess the question now is, Shasky, is Ayuk replaceable? I'm going to look forward. What does this offense look like without Brandon Ayuk?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.